You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, May 26th, week 204 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This month feels like it's been very long.
Yeah, it's still May, right?
It's still May.
Yeah, this has been a long month. Like, I don't know why. Like, I felt like...
Like, I went on vacation this month.
This year's been fast, this month's been slow.
So I went on vacation this month.
Mm-hmm.
We took a week off. We took 2 weeks off this month.
Yeah.
And we're still recording.
I wonder if
that
has something to do with it. The not recording the podcast.
Like if we stop recording the podcast, we feel like every month will go by very slowly.
Yeah, I'm like, it's been so long till I'm doing the podcast next. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the factors that are involved with making this month feel slow.
That'd be crazy. Anyways, my recommendation for Netflix this week is Dear White People. Because it was a good show. In retrospect, thinking back, yeah, it was a good show.
Good. My recommendation is Southpaw, boxing movie, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Doesn't get shot through the hands.
50 Cent in this movie.
A little girl who was a very great actress, apparently.
Forrest Whitaker is in this movie. Yeah, his daughter, Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's not his real daughter, though, right?
No. Well, I don't think so.
That would be crazy.
Kind of weird. That doesn't happen except to Will Smith, I guess. Does that happen in other? What are other examples of real kids? But he's not in the movie.
No, but Leslie Mann is sometimes, and she's the mom.
Okay. There it is. Just talking dads. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Very specific.
I was very geared into the actor and dad thing.
Father-son relationship.
Will Smith's the only one I can think of, but I'm sure there's other examples.
I'm sure. It happens in like Indian movies a lot because like one of the most famous actors of all time is very famous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just that's redundant.
Yeah,
but his son is also very famous.
Is famous. Ah, yeah.
And then there's like a couple families that are very famous. Like all of them are actors and actresses. So mm-hmm. like it's usually like brother, sister, and stuff like that.
But like the I'm trying to think of famous like the Douglas like they.
Oh, like Tia and Tamara Mowry. And Taj Mahri, they were all on a show together for a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, siblings. What's it, the Lawrences? They were on that show.
Yeah. And Happy Endings.
I think it happens in siblings
it happens.
More so. Like twins. There's
yeah.
Some twin show.
Yeah, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, famous twins.
Yeah.
They were in that movie, Twins.
They were. They're together. And then, are they still making triplets with Eddie Murphy? That seems like it can't be really...
Seems
made.
Like no.
Like they, I know they talked about it, but if it's not mate already, I can't see.
Oh,
it.
The Wayans there. Yeah. Michael Wayans and his son were in Happy Endings together. Mm,
yes. As like father and son?
Yeah, as father and son. Okay. He made like a guest appearance as the father.
Mm, got it. So yeah, there's a lot of examples.
It happens
again
from time to time.
Me thinking ahead before I'm like, I haven't thought this
well,
through
it takes,
at all.
it's easy for me because it only takes like one example for you to be wrong.
It's just that's true. It's such an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, besides Will Smith, there's no way there's other examples.
Yeah. So it only takes one. Which is
oh, and then he did Will Smith twice. I was thinking of Will Smith Pursuit of Happiness, but there's Will Smith After Earth.
Oh, I totally forgot about that movie.
Me too.
Oh, and then Kevin Smith and Harley Quinn Smith. They were in Yoga Hosters together.
Not father. I'm talking about they got to be
father and
son.
Man and man.
No, but they have to actually be
in that
relationship.
Oh, okay.
That same. I'm not saying in the same movie because I know. We're was Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen ever in the same movie?
Yeah, they were in. I believe Platoon together.
Mm.
But then Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez were in a movie together as well.
Yeah, but they were never father son in the movie.
I think they might have been.
Oh, really? Yeah, but then it's like every single one that's famous have done it then. I think I'm going to change my position to the exact opposite position. Every time there's a famous father and son, they are father and son at one point in movies. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, wait. I might be wrong. I think it was starring Martin Sheen, directed by Emilio Estevez. Oh, wait, Emilio Estevez, wasn't it? Okay, let's see. Yeah, father and son.
Oh, there you go. So now my new belief is that anytime you have a famous father and son, and they act together at some point, then they're going to be father and son at some point in a movie.
Oh, wait. Okay, so this movie is about Thomas Avery, played by Martin Sheen, is an American ophthalmologist who goes to France following the death of his adult son, Daniel Emilio Estevez.
Whoa.
Killed in the Pyrenees during a storm while walking the Camino de Santiago. Are you familiar with the Camino de Santiago?
No.
It's a Catholic tradition. It's a Catholic pilgrimage.
Interesting.
Route to the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in Galicia, Spain.
Oh, I got an example that's not. Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks. They haven't done it, have they?
They should have. I think
have Colin Hanks. Have they even been in the same movie before?
Let's see. They've made a movie together.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Okay, so this was in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this movie ever came out, but the great Buck Howard, they're supposed to play father and son.
Ah. So it does or will happen eventually.
Well, that was in 2005. It says it's supposed to shoot later that year.
It never did.
I don't think Tom Hanks was in it.
Oh.
Wait. Yeah, Tom Hanks also appears in it as... Yeah, as his father.
Oh, okay.
John Malkovich is Buck Howard.
There you go.
I'm convinced Tom Hanks isn't as good of an actor as I believe.
What?
He's been making some real stinkers lately.
Yeah, I don't think that has to do with his acting, though. I mean, he is a similar-ish character in a lot of the stuff. Yeah. I mean, Forrest Gump's like the exception, where he's pretty different.
Bubba.
I think that one. Well, that's the one where he... Well,
Jenny.
Because he's very similar.
That was so spot on. We have to appreciate that. That was not a sample or anything. I just channeled my inner Forrest Gump, which is very sad to say that I have an inner Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something to be proud of.
I'm very proud of my inner Forrest Gump.
All right. I like me some Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Jenny. That was fucking shit. That was so good. Unbelievable. Anyways,
yeah, Southpaw. Yeah. I enjoy this movie. I think it should be watched.
What a weird tangent that became.
That was a weird tangent. Very related to the movie Southpaw.
Yeah.
He doesn't get shot
through the hands. Does he get shot in the hands? Does he get shot at all?
He gets shot, yes.
In the hands?
I think it's in the trailer. The trailer's a big spoiler.
Yeah, in the trailer he gets shot.
I'm like, hey,
is it in his hands?
I don't think it's in his
like bullseye?
Hands. Probably,
I think if you got shot in the hands, your hands would be ruined. I don't know.
It's been a little while since I've seen this film. So, but Forrest Whitaker trains him.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about what's new on Netflix this weekend.
Yes. We got Believe, Bloodline Season 3, I Am Jane Doe, Joshua, Teenager versus Superpower, War Machine. I think that's the Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, Bunked Season 2.
Which is, I think it's like Bug Juice. Do you remember the show Bug Juice?
Yes.
I think
yes.
It's like that.
It was the Disney Channel show about the camp, summer camp.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, have you ever had Bug Juice?
Oh, that's like a thing?
Yeah, it's like a summer camp drink.
I guess that makes sense because what does that show pertain to? Obviously that. I don't think so. I really didn't even know it was a drink.
That was it was recalled in 2016.
Is it like an official drink? Kind of drink?
Yeah.
And it's... Mostly had at camps?
Yeah, it was just like fruit punch. It was like a type of fruit punch that they called bug juice.
Huh. I'm surprised I haven't really heard of it.
I didn't hear about it until the summer camp.
I'm surprised I never questioned the fact that why is this show called Bug Juice? I literally didn't think about it.
Slang term is a camping slang term for a very sweet juice drink made from powdered mixes such as Kool-Aid, which are often served at summer camp. I wonder if anything ever happened to any of these kids.
Like good in what way? Like they became famous? Yeah, or...
either that or like the opposite.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going for. Either or. Well, they're not like actors. They're just, it was a reality show, right?
Yeah, but not even, like, yeah, it was purely reality. Like, there's no challenges or anything. Like, it wasn't like Road Rules or...
Yeah, it was just chronicling, like a documentary-ish.
Yeah, like, we don't interact with them. If anyone gets hurt, we just leave them.
They didn't even do, like, did they even do, like, interview style?
I think so. They must have.
I'm just...
I really hate it when JJ punches me. Well, it's just,
that seems like a thing that existed. Like, I don't know who the first one to do that was.
I think Real World.
Probably. Real World?
Real World was like one of the first reality shows.
Yeah, that was before Bug Juice, probably.
Or no, there was a show on PBS a long time ago in the 70s. It was the first reality TV show. Mm-hmm. Or I think it was on PBS called An American Family.
Yeah.
I think that was the first one. And it came out, like, when the kids came out during that time. He was gay. Yeah. And he got AIDS.
Oh, wow.
It's like, dude, if that happened in real life, you're like, I just hit the ratings gold mine. But I think it only lasted one season, and like the family like broke apart. The parents got a divorce. So it just was really bad.
Wow.
Yeah, so look up an American Family if you want.
Humble Beginnings.
Reality TV.
Yeah.
You want me to... 1971. You want me to read about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, An American Family is an American television documentary filmed from May 30th through December 31st, 1971, and first aired in the United States on the PBS, from January 11th, 1973 to March 29th, 1973. After being edited down from about 300 hours of raw footage, the series ran one season of 12 episodes on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. The groundbreaking documentary is considered the first reality series of on American television. It was originally intended as a chronicle of daily life of the Louds, an upper-middle-class family in Santa Barbara, California, but ended up documenting the breakup of a family via separation and subsequent divorce of parents Bill and Pat Loud. A year after this program was broadcast, the BBC in 1974 filmed its own very similar 12-episode program called The Family, focusing on the working-class Wilkins family of Reading, Berkshire, England. In 2011, the New York Times reflected on some of the controversy of the series engendered. But people said it only reflected the negative, and yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, that seems to fit in with like reality TV. Like, well, that seems like back then they're probably like, this is so negative. Like, who's going to want to watch this?
I
want
to watch this show. Do you think I can buy it somewhere?
Yeah. It's got to be. Like, if it's one of the first, or the first, it's got to be pretty famous.
Oh, in 2011, they rebroadcast everything.
Oh, cool.
In a marathon format.
You can get it somewhere.
Oh, and then in 2003, they did a show shot in 2001, visiting the family again at the invitation of Lance before his death, because he was 50 years old, had gone through 20 years of addiction to crystal meth, and was HIV positive. He died of liver failure caused by hepatitis C and HIV co-infection that year. The show was billed by PBS as the final episode of An American Family. Subsequent to the showing of a death in An American Family, both of the parents moved back together, granting their son's last wish. They live very close to three of their four surviving children and keep in close contact with Kevin and his family who live in Arizona, who I think was the dude's husband. Mm-hmm. That's pretty gnarly, dude. That's like...
yeah.
If that happened... think about it. Okay, so they're only documenting this family for 7 months, right?
Yeah.
Not even, like, nearly 6 months. In that time, a marriage breaks up from 21 years of marriage, and one of four children comes out as gay.
Yeah, is the show the cause of any of this, you think?
In the 70s. I don't know.
Like, I don't know if they're, like, prodding him to do things, or they're, like, some of the stress of, oh, you signed a contract, we're following you all the time.
300 hours is a long time.
And they're like mad and they just edit that stuff where they're like not yelling at you. Or, I don't know.
Seems wait, 300 awful. Hours is a long time, but it's not a long time.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking. Yeah, over 7 months.
Over 7 months?
So that's what?
That's like 210 days, like around.
Yeah, so that's a couple hours, less than a couple less hours than, a day.
Like an hour and a half a day. Hmm. Do you think that would affect your life enough to make you get a divorce and come out as gay?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to...
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays, that's what I'm thinking. Like nowadays, they like, film people. They're like, oh, no. Like
we're going to like unfiltered like, access.
Months straight, we're just filming you.
Yeah. The crazy thing is it still took 2 years. Like after they filmed it in 2001, they're like, we still need 2 years to break in this 71? Down. Well, they did it in 71. They filmed in 71. They released in 73.
Yeah.
But then, like, when they released in 2001, they filmed, and then they, and he died.
Yeah.
They still took 2 years to come out and air, which I think is really weird.
Yeah, that's such a long time.
Yeah.
For something that seems so simple to put together.
But, I mean, they're like, what do we focus on? I think that's what happens. They're like, well, they're like, he died.
Yeah, they're like, this was kind of unexpected.
Yeah. So.
Isn't that weird with shows like reality, while you're making some of those documentary style shows, like say you're making a murderer, you don't know what to focus on until like because, you're done filming.
Yeah, because everything could change.
Or like the jinx, you're like, I don't know.
Well, it happens a lot with like audio podcasts. Like if you listen to S Town,
yeah,
like I don't want to spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's like something that happens and you're like, well, okay, this changes the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole focus is a different
thing. Or on Where's Richard Simmons or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like news was coming out because of the podcast.
Yeah.
So it happened to Serial as well.
Exactly.
Like news was coming out during the podcast. Yeah. So she's like, well, now I need to like pivot and focus on that news.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Yeah, it's just an interesting thing to do. You have an idea. But you can never, like, fully know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about our weeks.
Okay.
How was your week?
Busy work week.
Yeah, same here.
Just had a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. Really busy, though.
Yeah. I had a work party this week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, for my birthday and for my uncle's birthday nice. And for my coworker's birthday. All the May birthdays.
You guys are... too close
we got
together
yeah
birthdays
me and my uncle are a day apart.
Oh really?
And then my cousin
Cinco de Mayo or the 7th?
His is the 7th.
Ah.
And then it's like that with my grandma and my sister and then my dad and my aunt, someone else, like all the birthdays are one day apart.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's very odd. But yeah, I went to like on Friday night or after work,
mm-hmm.
I like got drinks with one of my old classmates who I literally haven't seen since graduation.
Oh, cool.
So I was like, we need to hang out. Like, we've been talking about hanging out for a long time. I was like, I have not seen you in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this person and hang out with her for like 3 hours every week.
It's a year after
graduation.
Oh.
Yeah. So then that was really interesting because I was like, where are you? Like, what are you doing with your life?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that makes me feel better about myself. And then I got a haircut. That was really nice.
Cool.
I changed it. I parted it on the right side now instead of the left side. I've been parting it on the left side for 5 years. Mm. And my barber was like, what side do we part it on? And I was like, I don't know. And then I felt my scar and my part goes to the left. So it would connect to the scar kind of. And I was like, does it matter? He's like, no. He was like, I was like, let's switch it up.
Switch it up.
Like, okay.
That's funny.
And then he's like trimming my beard. Mm-hmm. And he's like, remember that time you came in and you told me to shave your beard? I was like, yeah. He's like, where would you be now if I did that? And I was like, probably in a pit of despair.
Oh, did you tell him to do it? And he's like, no.
He's like, no. Yeah, that's happened twice, I think. And I'm he's so like, glad.
I know you're just freaking out.
Yeah.
Just
don't. Well, one time was my cousin's wedding and she's like, can you please, like the day before she saw me, she's like, can you please shave your beard? And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I went in and he's like, you're not even in the wedding party. Like, why are you going to shave your beard for this person? And I was like, that's a good point. He's like, we'll just clean it up. And then, like, at the wedding, everyone's like, oh, like, your beard looks so much nicer. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm glad I didn't shave it. So.
Yeah, they didn't know there were other options.
Yeah.
Either shave it off or just clean it
or
up.
Or just clean it up and it'll look much better.
Yeah.
So. And then I just napped. It was awesome. This morning, I just napped for 5 hours.
That's good. Because get that time
wasn't
off,
wasn't planning
man.
On doing that.
Yeah. But,
yeah. I got some records. I got Bob's Burgers on vinyl.
Oh.
It has all these, because each episode has like a song in it.
Yeah.
So they put like three discs together.
Has, that's
yeah.
interesting.
Comes with a poster and all that shit.
Wouldn't have thought that.
I got Donald Glover, Childish Gambino's album on vinyl finally, which I pre-ordered a long time. I got the Trolls soundtrack on vinyl because I thought my nephew and niece were coming this weekend and that was going to happen. Mm. And I got Moana on vinyl because why not? Because it's a really good album.
Cool.
And then I got Tokaido Special Edition, which came with a CD that you're supposed to play during the game to make it more feel weird. Got some... I think that's it. That's all I really bought recently. Game of Thrones Risk.
Oh.
Which has Westeros and Essos.
Oh, and Essos.
You can play either or
both. Are
those
the only two continents on the planet? Or
we assume that they've discovered.
Or, like, yeah. I don't know how.
More
I don't
there.
Know how comprehensive George R. R. Martin's, like, or would we even know if we're on, like, a spherical
planet? Maybe it's a flat planet.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if those exist, but, like, they could exist in your mind. So.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an edge of the world. Who knows?
Yeah. What was I going to say? I had some other stuff. Oh, I tried. Have you been to Pressed Juicery? Are you familiar with, like, these cold? We went to, like, Nectar before.
Yeah.
They have this thing called, like, freezes. Mm-hmm. Where it's, like, a frozen... Mm. It's, like, ice cream, but it's, like, frozen juice, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they, like, serve it out of a soft serve machine.
Mm-hmm.
Really awesome.
Where is this one?
There's a few of them around, but there's one.
Okay.
And
like, a
Lugan
bunch of
Miguel.
Different types of...
Yeah.
Not the same.
But I had, like, the strawberry almond one today. That was really good. That was my breakfast. But then I just, like, didn't stop eating.
What's the consistency?
Kind of like ice cream.
Okay.
Less creamy because there's, like, no milk in it, no added sugar.
Yeah. Oh,
but then like, you get toppings. So I got, like, strawberry, shredded coconut, and almond butter on mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
It sounds good.
Yeah. What else have I been doing? I got a Boba Fett stein. I don't know if you noticed that one. Up on the
Where
top.
Is it? Oh, no, I didn't see it. When did you get that?
That was my Christmas present from Mandy. She finally gave it to me.
Yeah.
On the day before my birthday.
You take off the head and drink out of it?
Well, it has like a handle on the back that you can... It's like a handle and you can...
But you gotta take off the head, right?
No.
Oh, lift the head.
It's connected to the head.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I don't think you're supposed to drink out of it, really.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a stein, so...
It looks more like a cookie jar.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's like it doesn't... Never seen a stein. Oh, steins do have tops, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never seen one with, like, a ceramic top. Usually they have,
yeah.
like, the tin
metal,
top.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, I just looked up a lot of beer brewing equipment, and I was like, this is a slippery slope. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I should probably find my own place before I start this, because it'll take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
But I must have watched so many videos on, like, just using this equipment, like, this specific equipment, and setting it up and stuff, and I was like, wow. This is weird.
Yeah, because you were going to do it a while back, weren't you?
Yeah, there's like a class. Oh, I signed up for the Jeopardy test.
Mm. Don't you do that like every so often?
No,
like,
I've only done it
on Jeopardy?
One time. Yeah, I only did it once before and I was in high school.
Yeah.
I think that traumatized me so much. And I was like, you know what? If this is a dream, I should...
Well, is the Jeopardy test harder than actual Jeopardy? Or is
I find
it the same?
It is. But sometimes Jeopardy is very easy. Some days it's been very easy. Other days it's been very difficult.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything else this week. What have I done? I don't think I've done anything. It's been such a low-key week. Like, I've just been playing Injustice.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
much
that's,
all week.
That's why. When I come out Tuesday?
Yeah.
Injustice.
And watch some.
Yeah, that's a cool game.
That's about it. Watch some Binging with Babish. Watch some Hot Ones on YouTube.
Oh, Hot Ones, yeah. a couple.
Oh, Thomas did you watch Silicon Valley last week?
Yes. Oh, we didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about that either.
Yeah. I really like this season.
Yeah. I'm interested in seeing where it goes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's going to get screwed over again.
It always. That's almost the problem. Like, I like it, the show, and I like everything, but, like, the actual storyline of, like, they go up and then they fail.
Oh, did you download the app, the hot dog app?
No.
You can.
Hot dog, not hot dog.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Drank wine yesterday. That was weird. I was like, I don't know. Whole Foods. I went to a Whole Foods. Oh. Like, that's where me and my friend got happy hour. And
yeah.
We got that frozen thing.
Wine.
And I was like, huh. I was like, I think I should do this more on, like, happy hour right after work on Fridays.
Yeah, that's a smart.
It's there's a reason a lot of people do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because you deserve it.
The drinks after work, it's a thing.
Yeah.
That's why happy hour exists, I think, right?
And it's, like, cheap.
Is that the origin of happy hour? Like, it's when
people... No, happy hour is, like, supposed to be, like, low time, like, when people, like, don't come in.
Yeah, but I feel like they would come in, like, right after work is a happy hour.
No, but happy hour usually is, like, from 2 to 6.
That's true.
So it's, like, you have to, like, come straight from work to, like, make it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, like, $6 a glass. It wasn't too bad. It was, like, good wine.
Cool.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else I did this week. Anything of note?
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.